If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. So what I want to talk to you guys about today is the power of vulnerability, both in business and in life. How we communicate. How we sit there and say, you know what? I'm not sure. I don't know. I was wrong. Your opinion has validity. You know what? That's interesting. Can you tell me more? We need to get beyond the fact that we know everything, that we, you know, are insightful about everything, that we have perfect knowledge on everything, because we don't. It's impossible today. It is absolutely impossible today in business and in life to be an expert in everything. It's actually impossible to be an expert in anything today. The world is continually changing. The amount of content and the amount of communication, the amount of insights that are stacking up while we're doing this podcast, and we're only talking 15 or 20 minutes, is astounding. You know, the amount of YouTubes on a particular topic, the amount of social media posts, the amount of literature that's being created, the amount of articles that are being produced, podcasts, whatever, is just astounding. And trying to keep up and trying to be at the bleeding edge of any particular subject is becoming more and more challenging. And I think that in today's world, everything has to come with a caveat. This is what I believe, but I may be wrong. And the I may be wrong may not be said, but it needs to be implied. Or I may, you know what? There might be a different way of looking at this. So Sia, let's gnaw on this.
No one wants to be thought of as vulnerable. No one ever wants to expose their belly or expose their neck, right? Or double chin for that matter. But, you know, I think, especially right now, I think especially at our age group, you know, where we are, you know, if boomers ever really officially retire, damn it, but they're starting to retire now, right? You know, we are the retirement group now, right? In a lot of ways, the elders of our generation are. And I think as we age out, our fear of looking weak is hopefully not being carried on into the Gen Zs who are now very heavily into the workforce, you know, and it feels like it's almost like opposite pendulum swinging. And I'm going to make a very generalized statement here. We've gone from like the boomer older Gen X where it's like we never show, you never let them see you sweat mentality, right? You don't know what it is, figure it out, and you're just going to stay up all night and figure it out, right? Whereas I think the younger Gen X, older millennials, where is that bridge where it's like, wait, I have tools available to me. I can go online. Or I'm more accepting of getting outside help, right? And then you get the Gen Zs who are opposite end, which is I'm helpless. I don't know what I'm doing. And you're like, figure it out. So there's overly vulnerable in the context of I don't mind saying I don't know something, but I'm not doing anything about it. And then there's the opposite, which is I'm never vulnerable and I won't say anything about it. And they're both suffering at the same end. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just I'm chuckling along at that because I am leaning towards a never let them see you sweat mentality. But I'm also realizing how much it hurt me in the long run. So if anyone that's listening, that's maybe, you know, in your career, doesn't matter if you're starting out or you're senior and tenured, it's okay to be like, I think I've lost my bearings. And there's nothing wrong if you admit that to someone. And I don't know why I still struggle saying that. I've lost my bearings, right? But it's amazing the times I have said it. What a freaking A, weight off your shoulder, just to get it off, just to verbalize it, or even write it out. And then for the people you're interacting with, how they receive it. A lot of times they're very receptive. That they're like, oh my gosh, I'm glad you felt that way, you know? Or, hey, I'm glad that you're addressing it because I was feeling a certain way. And I think that opens the door for communication. I believe that it enhances relationships because not all relationships are perfect.
Most relationships aren't.
Most relationships are probably toxic if you don't talk to each other. It is, look, I'm not the most communicative person when it comes to like things that bother me. I'm the kind that's like, I'll just sweep it underneath the rug, or I'll just like deal with it and move on because I don't want to deal with it. Or in my brain, I so low prioritize this issue that I sweep it under the rug and not realizing it's building up this big old dirt mole, you know, mound underneath your rug. Right. So, yeah, I cannot express it more. And I say it to my nieces and nephews all the time, admit if you need help, ask for help. It's okay. Because no one's ever going to look at you and be like, yeah, you're asking for help. Look at you. No one ever does that.
But on the other hand, you and I are of the same vintage, and
Best vintage ever.
for years and years and years, when I was leading teams, didn't matter who you were, where you came, why you came into my office. If you had a problem, you had to come in with two solutions, and we had to talk about it. Because my attitude is, if you just come in and go, "Help," then I become the problem solver. I have to solve every single problem, and everybody's problem is my problem. And I'm dealing with this. And if I have to solve your problems for you, why do I need you?
Yeah, I agree.
And so I believe that we need to go back as leaders and train teams to sit there and say, you know what? I don't care if you come up with the right answer. I want you to come up with answers that think about the customer, that think about the company, think about the problem, and sit there and say, "I think we should do this, but I'm not sure." Great. Instead of saying, "I don't know what to do." Well, if you don't know what to do, go away, come up with a couple answers, and then come back and let's talk about it. And I don't care if you come up with something that's wrong. Because I can train for that. I can teach for that. I can coach and mentor for that. It's not about coming up with the right answer. It's about taking the time within your own brain and your own psyche to do that. And that's a sense of vulnerability. But you were also talking about, I don't talk things out, I just do things. On the opposite side of things, you have a generation right now that over communicates and needs to be over communicated to. They feel they need to know everything, and they think that every opinion that they have is something that matters. And a lot of it does. A lot of what they say is insightful, and a lot of it's just a matter of sometimes there is no filter. And they say what they want to say, what they want, when they want to say it, how they want to say it. And because we've been raised in a world of social media where you can say whatever you want with impunity and not worry about, are you going to hurt somebody else's feelings? Are you going to embarrass somebody else? Are you going to, embarrass the company, this, that, the other thing? We have that problem as well. When you're dealing with people sit there going, "Well, I want to show my authentic self." I get that. But we need to, as leaders, coach for how to communicate effectively through that and not throw a damp rag on people, not throw ice water on them, but to give them the opportunity to sit there and say, "You know what? Sometimes you use your inside voice." And sometimes the conversation needs to be happened between two people and not 20.
I hear what you're saying. I think it's interesting that, you know, we're talking about these individuals who are typically newer in their careers,
And we were all there and we did
And
it
we've all
too.
been there. And and I think it's, like we've argued this before, I think it's cyclical. I mean,
Yes, absolutely.
we're finding our way in life. We're finding our own voices. I mean, it is, I don't want to fault anyone for that. I am actually going to argue, I don't mind the over communication. I actually would rather have the over communication because at least you know where you're at with them, right? Like, if you're going to be like, I always say this, like, look, if you're racist, like, say what you want to say about me to my face so I know where I stand with you. I'm fine with that, right? It doesn't mean I'm going to respect you. Doesn't mean I'm going to like you in return, but at least I know where I stand with you. And I would never want to say, lie to me, right? Oh, I just got a Depeche Mode song in my head. Anyone that knows it, it's called Lie to Me. Great song. Very
It is a great
groovy song.
song.
Okay, coming back, coming back. But yeah, so I hear what you're saying with the over communication. I think I'd rather anyone over communicate and then we sit down and say, okay, thank you for sharing that. Let us really discuss, you know, where you are in your stuck moment, right? And try and kind of work with them through it, because at over communication can come off as whining if you don't have, like you say, give me two routes of what you think is going to solve or address the problem. It doesn't have to be right. And I think saying that is huge too. Like being vulnerable and exposing what you know or don't know, also understanding that it's not a question of a right or wrong. And I think that needs to be spoken way more often because, man, you're making me think of my time when I was in sales. I absolutely did not want to look vulnerable in front of my clients.
Absolutely not,
But
ever.
I did find, especially further on in my career, when it literally got to the point where I was like, dude, I don't know if I can pull this off for you. I'm gonna try.
And they respect you a lot.
Many times I'm like, dude, you're really asking for a lot. I'm just gonna tell you right now. And if you give that honest feedback and, you know, vulnerability of like, look, I feel very exposed right now. If you want to work with me to help you get, you know, solve your business challenge, I need you to work with me on this. But I can't do it because I'm XYZ, and being and sharing the information of like, hey, look, I'm telling you right now, product marketing or product management is really pushing back this one particular feature you really, really want. I don't think we can do it. And that's a moment of vulnerability in a sales cycle, a sales process that you were like, that can kill my deal. But I'm telling you, every time I've done it, I haven't lost, I didn't lose the deal. That's the
No,
crazy
because
part.
you're being honest with people and you're sitting there and say, look, we can do this. But we can't do this. Or how about we modify this in such a way that it's a win-win for everybody? And that comes down to vulnerability, that comes to communication, it comes down to trust, it comes down to, knowing your client and knowing your company and knowing, listen, we physically don't have the manpower to write a million lines of code for this. We just don't. We can't justify it. There's no ROI in us writing another million lines of code. If you want those million lines of code, there's going to be an additional cost for that. We can
Yep.
do it. We absolutely can do it, but it's going to take another 6 months and it's going to cost an extra $150,000.
Or alternatively, it's hey, if you really know your client well, and by the way, it could be department members talking to each other as well, right?
Absolutely.
When we're talking about client interaction, it could be you are IT supporting marketing or HR or finance or whatever. Okay, guys, it's teams talking to each other. The more you know your stakeholders, and knowing what their projects and timelines and what is going to keep them successful. I remember one, you just totally brought it up to my head. And it's always been one of my happy moments of like a, well, what was it that made you win the deal? One of the things that helped me was I knew one of the asks, bullet points that they wanted was because they were trying to future-proof their own projects. So them asking for this one bullet point wasn't, they weren't even going to touch it until a year from now. Which was perfect timing because I told them, hey, this one line item that you really want, I'm telling you right now, product management ain't gonna have it until like 9 months from now. Are you comfortable with that? And they were like, yes, because we're not gonna touch it in a year. And I said, I thought so.
Perfect.
And that's where, again, being vulnerable to communicate with one another and expose. So you're gonna keep your job if we at least we can work towards making you successful in a year from now. Is that cool? Yes. Okay, that's gonna be successful. And I think that's where the client is telling you, hey, I won't lose my job for a year, but yeah, thank you, right? And that's being open to each other. Communication, Ben, it
Oh,
does well,
absolutely.
but wait. Okay. Then why don't we do that with our own personal lives, with like our spouses and our partners? Why don't we do this? We're
Because
talking about it.
because there's emotion involved in there. There's history. There's all sorts of baggage and, stuff that's going on in the background that keeps it from being unemotional. And just because all of a sudden stuff gets dragged up that's, 15 years old, 15 years later or 15 months later or 15 days earlier, that all of a sudden throws a monkey wrench in things. And I think that we need to sit there and realize when we're dealing with our partners that it doesn't have it's not business. It's life, and it's personal, and it's heartbreaking, and the stakes are a lot higher. I mean, if you lose a deal, you lose a deal. You lose money, and there's all the ramifications that go along with that. There might be people laid off. There might be divisional changes, whatever, this, that, the other thing. When you lose your spouse because of a vulnerability issue, that's a completely different issue whatsoever. And you know what? That's a conversation we need to have all on its own. I think that that's a conversation we need to have
That's an after-hours conversation because I'm
with a
telling you
lot of
right now.
beer. With a lot of beer. So let's leave it there because I think before we get way too far down this rabbit hole, I think it's time to say that I'm Ben.
I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at iambenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.